Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, they call me Poop. I'm from these streets. Somehow, I live to see my 18th birthday. I managed to graduate from juvenile detention to adult prison. People try to tell me I should grow up and be a man. But I'm the best man I know. Somebody asked where I see myself 10 years. Man, I'm just trying to survive these streets day by day.
BFC Institute needs your help to reach the Pookies across America. Please support our traveling educational lecture series addressing perceived threats to African American males. To learn more, please visit us at bfcinstitute.com. That is bfcinstitute.com. Simply click the red sticker for details.
And greetings. Welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. We're grateful for you to join us tonight, this December 12th, 2017, as we close out yet another year. Talk Straight is a blog talk format designed to help Building Families and Communities Institute Incorporated share its national dialogue across urban America. And in doing so, we're targeting now about 13 cities that we are endeavoring to take our seminar and lecture series. You could find that at www.bfcinstitute.com. And there you will see that we have a research-based lecture specifically designed to cater to the needs of at-risk young men in urban America, their families, and their communities. So this talk show allows us to open up that dialogue. And we, from time to time, invite individuals with certain backgrounds, experiences, who share from their viewpoint and connect to our overall discussion and topics. We're grateful for our members on Facebook for joining us and being a part of that group. Nonetheless, in addition to that, the blog talk format serves as a catalyst, basically, for continued dialogue. So we're grateful for each of you for joining us. Tonight we have a follow-up discussion, and let me just say that we have address the topic, the general area of topic, before in some of our previous shows. Now, we are fortunate to have hosted 102 episodes thus far since we began the talk show. And we have addressed this some, but specifically we are going to be tonight picking back up dialogue from last Thursday night, where we had some wonderful ladies on sharing with us in substantive dialogue, and we hope they'll be able to join us tonight. But the number is 657-383-0944. You can call us here and be a part of the live discussion tonight. We'll be happy to entertain you. The nature of social interaction between males and females has been strained by the instigation of pop culture and the evolution of female independence. Today, being identified as a woman is not good enough, but rather it is preferred by many to be identified as a, quote, strong woman, end quote. Being a young, at a young age, some little girls are socialized to compete with their male counterparts for attention, importance, and respect. The latter begs the question, when a woman is strong, should a man be weak? Again, tonight, we have a special panel. In addition to our regular panelists, Pastor Ricky Waller, who's been with us the whole time, the whole year. We're grateful for him being a part of it. We have a special panel tonight in the persons of Miss Christie in the Nashville, Tennessee area. She was with us last Thursday. We're grateful for her, and I believe she'll be back with us tonight. In the Clarksville, Tennessee area, Miss Nicole, who offered some very, very important information, as well as we hope that we're able to be joined by Dawn from Richmond, Virginia. That's our panel tonight, and I hope they're able to join us and we can have a robust conversation. But you, our listening audience, 657-383-0944 is the number to call in live and join us tonight. I'm going to do our monologue, and I'm going to endeavor to cut it short because I know these. I might get in trouble tonight, and I might need Pastor Waller to bail me out. But I'm going to tell it like a T-I-S-T is. Now, we just going to – at the end of the day, we want to grow. Now, how does this relate to our overall conversation? Young males that are struggling are doing so in part because there's a breakdown in their families. And I hope that at the end of our conversation tonight, we will understand how the impact of relationships between male and females, fathers and mothers, have a direct effect on our young people, particularly those who struggle in urban America. All right, and so that's kind of where we are. In fact, it is where we are. And so with that, I'm going to go ahead and do our monologue so we can open up the discussion. I see we have in queue some callers already, and I'm anxious. So let's get with it. 657-383-0944. Call now. Let us put you in queue. Be a part of this live conversation. This is Talk Straight. We're on live tonight for another fiery, powerful dialogue. All right. So we're talking from the thought, we make up to break up. Because she's too strong for me. That's the topic. We make up to break up because she's too strong for me. Genesis, the 22nd chapter, and the 21st and the 22nd verse reads, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and stead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man." Amos, the 3rd chapter and the 3rd verse reads thus, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" The concept of a relationship is defined as the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected, the way in which two or more people or organizations regard and behave toward one another. And that's where I want our conversation to lie, on that part of that application of this definition. The manner in which people regard one another or behave toward one another. Those two people are male and female. All right? Now, briefly, let me kind of talk about some attributes of woman. And I want to take myself out of this, and I really want to go from the creator of male and female, and that being Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God. Okay, I want to see what he says, because I know what pop culture is saying, and I know what the demands of policies are saying, and certain laws, and even public interest groups and what have you. I get that. I understand that. And I know what people's hearts, what their pain and passion is saying. But let's kind of lay out what the creator, the one that made male and female, man and woman, let's see what he has to say. All right? So let's consider it. We heard the text in Genesis, the 22nd chapter. It seems to me from there we can conclude that there was an intended purpose for woman in connection to man. Okay. When we open up the lines, you may correct me. I want to be right. Amen. I just want to be right. That's all I want to do, is to be right. Okay. Now, having said that, Amos the third chapter points out the fact that you can't be together unless you agree with one another. And we can't get along now. We can't get along. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Now. And we know that a relationship has to do with people interacting, engaging, and behaving toward one another in a certain manner. In anatomic glory, that's what woman is if we were to exegete biblical text. She is an anatomic glory. The story is told of a conversation between God and Adam after his fall from glory. Adam complains to God, "Man, you made woman so fine that I couldn't help but to do as I did and fall from grace and do whatever she told me in that garden." God replied, "That is so that you would be attracted to her, my son." Adam said, "But you made her so intelligent that I have to work hard to please her. Can't get my mind around her. That's so that she could be a help to you, my son." Lastly, Adam said, "Sometimes she can make some crazy choices, say some silly things," with a chuckle. The Lord replied, "Yeah, that's so that she would fall in love with you." Let's talk about an unintended consequence in history, in American history. In 1907, the National Black Feminist Organization is established by now Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. She represents the U.S. House of Representatives in D.C. Their efforts will prove to have a devastating, long-lasting effect on African-American male and female relationships, as well as particularly today, we're talking about African-American male growth and development collectively. Okay, I don't want to suggest that this everybody, but certainly what we see in every case, well, we just had the young man die the other night. In every case where it's going on, there's a breakdown. Here is a connection. The Afro-feminist social plight has evolved from social freedoms now to Black Lives Matter, where you hear people crying literally in courts, in hospitals, in streets, and single-parent homes are being headed, and mothers are crying out for answers. In fact, the young ladies that started Black Lives Matter were three black females who said, "We want somebody to help us with a problem," and that is black males dying in the street. Well, part of the etiology or the origin of the problem was this movement that suggested that now black female or women can be independent. They didn't need the baby's daddies to raise them. What we see in 2017, not quite so. God made woman as a complement, okay, to man. The Creator made the male portion of man first. After he noticed that the male could not complete his task by itself, just as a male, the text suggests in Genesis he extracted a female portion from the male. Now, in function, She was a mirrored image of her male counterpart. In fact, when you hurt her, you hurt you, because that's you. You understand? Some people on the street might say, that's my boo. We're going to keep, let's keep it together now, right? Together, the both of them were purposed to take care of the earth as one representative unit of Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God. Now, their relationship was not one of convenience or choice. They didn't put any other together. It was one divinely crafted by the creator of the universe. The male and the female identified themselves as mutually identifiable as one. There's a text that says, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. In essence, the female was a complement, was a gift to the male from Elohim, from the Lord God. Okay? Now, she functions within the family context as a family cultivator. Nature dictates that the primary role of the woman be that of a teacher. The home is the first social setting where children develop socially, because it is the primary duty of a father to provide for and protect the external conditions of the home structure. The woman is needed to nourish and instruct children in the way of righteousness. She alone with her husband monitors their children's exposure to external influences. You notice I said both of them work together. All right? The woman serves as a reinforcer of the spiritual example and the values taught to her children by a father. From the inception of the child until its ability to branch out and become independent on its own, the mother gives that child, male and female, nourishment, encouragement. All of her actions are intended to be reflective of the mind and tutelage of her husband. He cannot be physically present at all times, and when he is not, as his right hand, she steps right in there and reinforces what he, following the lead of the Creator, provides as the basic instruction for the family. Now, lastly, let me talk about a man's full glory. Because sometimes, brothers, we get it messed up. We think that we can be a man all by ourselves. We don't need no one. We don't need no female. I want to help you now. I want to help you because I want to go to heaven, and I believe God wants me to help somebody to go to heaven. The writer of Proverbs, in the 31st chapter, describes the essence of a woman's purpose. Each of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet is used in sequence to begin the first word of each verse. The text sings the praises of a good wife. It extols the honor and dignity of women and emphasizes the importance of the mother figure in the home. The secret of her dignity and honor is that she fears Yahweh or the Lord and adores her husband. As a result, her husband trusts her and she becomes a source of honor to her whole family. Truly, a woman is a man's best friend. I'm going to open up the lines now, but as I do so, let me also share with you this thing about breaking up and making up. And then we're going to bring, I see we have callers in queue. Bear with us, callers. We'll be right with you. Be right with you in just a second.
Tell me why I
listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, 657-383-0944. Get in where you fit in. Let's do roll call. Pastor Ricky Waller, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right. How you doing there, Pastor Doc Rick?
Mighty fine, mighty fine. Is Christy with you?
I have her here with me.
Are you checking in, Christy? Watch out, Christy. No, listen, be nice to me, Christy, tonight, okay?
I am. Okay. I ain't feeling too good, but I'm here.
Okay, bless you. Thanks for joining us. And yes, I got Nicole here. Yes, Nicole, how you doing this evening?
I'm wonderful.
Good. Be nice to me, Nicole. All right? Be nice to me. All right. Pastor Waller, looks like we got our good friend, 615-3072. I know she fired up. Good evening. Welcome to Talk Straight tonight.
Good evening.
Now, yeah. You be nice to me, too, okay? Don't be mean to me tonight.
Okay.
Always.
All right. You guys heard my monologue. To set me straight, ladies, and I'll wait, and we'll go with Christy, and then we'll hear from Nicole, then we'll hear from 37, so if she would like to. What do you say? What say you? Christy, any comments?
I think we're having trouble hearing.
Okay. We can hear you, Paula. Hold on, 3072. Christy?
Yes.
All right. Any comment on the monologue?
Yes.
You there, Christy?
Yes, sir. But I'm going to buy me one more time in particular that we're going to pinpoint on tonight.
Okay, we're talking about we break up the makeup because she's too strong for me. We're talking about the idea of a strong black woman. I think you introduced that concept in our last conversation from last Thursday, and it was backed by Nicole and by Dawn that was with us then. And what we tried to do is explain the role and function of woman, okay, from mostly a biblical perspective. And so what do you say about that? Did you hear the monologue at all?
I was sitting over here just thinking about the conversation last weekend and what you left on, talking about is the man stronger or is the woman stronger? And
right. Okay. Try to talk directly in the phone if you can, because I can't hear you that well.
You can't hear me. My voice is kind of going out on me, so bear with me, okay? Can you hear me?
Okay.
All right. So we're talking about strength in a strong black woman. He said make up to break up.
Yes, because she's too strong for me. In other words, male and female break up because the woman's too strong for the male.
All right. This thing is so familiar to me because I had a situation and The situation was that of a jail, and I didn't want to do either one, and I had to walk away, and it took a lot for me to walk away because I had to walk away from everything that I had worked so hard for the last 3.5-4 years. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't going to be because you know. I had the apartment, had the job, had lots of people helping me and supporting me, and I saw that he got real comfortable. And with him getting comfortable and dependent on me, that threw up a red flag. But I had put everything that I had into him, and I was hoping that he would be the stronger person in the scenario, but I had to break down and walk off, so.
I see. Okay.
That took a lot because, you know, when a woman meets a man and, you know, they're attracted to each other and they hit it off, and everything was beautiful at first. But he was doing drugs and I wasn't. I had been sober and clean from alcohol, I was like 3.5 years from my 4-year anniversary. And getting entangled with this guy, I ended up using.
I see.
Why? Because I wanted to, you know, I figured that he would like me more, you know.
So, Chris,
do this again, maybe he'll like me more, give me more attention and stuff like that,
right.
You know.
So, Christy, you expected him to be a compliment to you, but he was more of a deleterious influence on you. He was a negative influence on you, right?
Yes, basically, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hold that thought. Let me bring Nicole in just for a second and then get 3072. Nicole, what say you? Can you hear us, Nicole?
I can hear you now. What was you saying? Jessica, what was the question? I'm sorry about that.
Did you hear our conversation, Nicole?
Yes, sir. I heard it. I was listening. But
all right,
also
what do you say about
distracted by the
my
truth.
Monologue, what I was just discussing, or what was being shared by Christy?
As of right now, can you get me last? Just give me a second.
Sure.
I was,
no problem. Sound like you got things going on. Okay. 3072, go ahead. You want to weigh in for us?
Yeah, I'd love to weigh in, and I commend the young lady for realizing her mistake, because, sweetheart, that was your mistake. Not that you can't get over it, but that was your mistake. I wanted to add that, man, it's no mistaking. A real woman is going to know a real man, and a real man is going to know a real woman when they connect. And it goes back to biblical, you know, where two should be equally yoked. It's not going to be anything like you having to get in a, he has nothing. You having to work two jobs. He just sitting at home. You having to do this or that. I mean, the same thing with a struggling man. Your counterpart should be your counterpart. I mean, and again, so if you're a real man and you dealing with less,
okay.
Whether you ignore it or not is up to you. But if you're a real woman and you're less than a man, you will know, just like she saw. Sometimes it takes us 3 years. We trick ourselves into believing what we want to, you know, to be.
At first it all started
out as so fun and good, but when the situation wears out, he sets in, then you start to, okay, well, this is not good. And as far as you talking about the woman's lib, the woman's movement, I don't ever think it was about discrediting men or saying we didn't need men, but it was about being respected more as women.
Well, according to their assertions in 1970 and the vision of Eleanor Holmes, that's what it said, that we can operate independently and that we were to be recognized outside of a relationship with a man.
Okay.
Now, maybe
and do you know why?
Maybe they didn't intend that
now,
to happen. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry,
well, do you know, perhaps because during that time, that's when the trend started turning with men leaving their homes and leaving their wives, so they had to step up. They had
to. Right. Okay.
Well,
that is true.
Anything,
that's true.
And then, like, their hard work is nothing or it should go unrecognized. I think that was what the movement was about, not to say that women didn't want a strong man or their children's fathers in their homes with them.
Explain to me what was behind the burning of the bras and things of that nature then.
What was behind that? That no more abuse.
Yes.
No more being stepped
burning
on.
Your bra,
no more being walked on.
Burning your bra, that's what it said?
Well, I've never burnt my bra, but I'm assuming
we're
that's
not
what,
talking about you, 3072. We're talking about
well,
the rise.
I'm trying to relate. Okay, so the rise came with that, where women were treated unequal outside of the institution of marriage in the home, where we're talking about I have to feed my family and there's no man there to do that.
Okay.
I got to fix
okay.
my car and there's no man there to do that.
I
got to get an education and there's no – do you understand?
I take your position. I take your position. Hold that thought. I'm going to come back at you.
Okay.
Hold that thought. I take your position.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Waller, what say you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm listening, man. I'm just listening.
Hey, you don't want to get in this fire, do you, Pastor?
I'm the worst of the worst, man, when it comes down to that. And you know, woman as a whole. So I'm just listening, and I realize myself personally, you know, about how important a woman is today. And in the midst of being in a trap, you know, I didn't treat them like they was really royal or anything, man. So, you know, they got my vote today, though. They really have my vote today. I know how special they really are.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Now, that's interesting.
And I think,
Pastor,
I'm sorry.
Hold 1 second there, 3072. What's interesting is anybody that goes back and listen to our conversational threads over the last year will find that that's exactly what we've been talking about, is the fact that particularly 3072, a lot of African-American males in particular, some that mean well and perhaps don't know how to be or how to engage their female counterparts, they struggle still with the instigations of society, as indicated by limited economic stability, oftentimes their social orientation, many of them not having a father to teach them how to be a man. All of those variables factor in. And so when it comes to trying to be in a relationship with a female outside of the physical enjoyment that Christy made reference, it's difficult for them to maintain that because they're at a deficit from the get-go. So a woman becomes more of a pleasurable object or a toy than something that they should value and esteem as their best quality. So I take your point, 3072. Hold on 1 second. I think Christy was trying to say. Were you trying to say something, Christy, or was that you, Nicole?
No, it wasn't me.
All right.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. Wasn't you, Christy?
No, sir. No, sir. I'm listening very close.
All right. Very good. Very good. Very good. Nicole, do you have anything you want to say right now?
No, not yet.
All right. All right. Good enough. Let's keep it moving. 3072, you got your fist balled up still?
No, I've never been balled up. I'm just going to speak the real to you as how I'm living it and as how my mother does. So.
All right. You were going to say something earlier.
I don't know. I mean, I was just negating what I said. I mean, I think it's never been about anybody trying to, a woman trying to discredit a man more than I think than her trying to gain recognition, appreciation, and respect for the things that she was forced to do, that she had to do, when the man decided to leave, to go.
All right. So do you mind if I give a historical context for 1950, 1970, 20-year span?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. So this will kind of help you understand, and I'm not offering an excuse for male dissonance or lack of responsibility. I'm trying to explain how they come up to this point by 1970. Many of them had fought in several of the wars, the Korean conflict, Vietnam conflict, right? And those that were not drugs were infused into black neighborhoods, and they were competing for jobs and opportunities. Economically, they struggled. You had the rise of public assistance programs that excluded the black male and empowered the black female through qualifying and receiving them. Public housing was one of those amenities. This was the rise of WIC for women, infant, and children. But yet these ladies were making babies by these guys who were displaced socially and economically in America. Doctor, who was in Congress at the time, he suggested that if you really want to help the African-American family and subgroup, this is in 65 now, Moynihan, Dr. Daniel Moynihan, Patrick Daniel Moynihan, he says, give the monies for public aid, give it to the black male, train him to start his own business and to take care of his family and to have some sort of skill set. Congress mm-hmm. did the exact opposite. And what it did was cause many black males to sink, to drown in America. But okay. now their female counterparts still wanted attention. They still wanted affection. They still wanted love. So who did they turn to? They turned to these African-American males who were despondent, who were without, and who struggled, really. What happened was because of these laws, they couldn't live in the house because if you were going to be in the housing area, you had to be a single mother with children. The daddy couldn't be there unless there was some sort of penalty or limit. To
okay.
The reason. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
One second.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
One second. So by default, what happened was it was a game. You can't be here when they come to check things out, but you slip back in when the heat is gone. Now, we can love each other, and eventually I get mad at you because I really need you here. We got all these babies, but you're not here. Go get you a gig, build yourself up, and then I can get off of public aid. But that never happened for most of them, which was another source of frustration. Okay. We got some more callers in queue. Go ahead and say what you're going to say, and then I'm going to go to 804-4306. Go ahead, 3072.
Okay. Now, all right. All right. And I'm not saying anything personal.
Talk directly in your phone for me, please, so we can hear you clearly.
Can you not hear me? Hold on.
We're getting a little static from you, so it's not
okay.
quite clear.
Can you hear me?
That's much
can
better.
You hear me
That's
now?
That's much better. That's much better.
Okay. Now, all right. Not to be personal against you, but I think that there is some excuses being made. It's back to a real woman and a real man. So, personally, for me, no system, no government, no white nor black man is going to run me, my family, or my household. Now, if I'm with a real man and we don't qualify because we're trying to do the right thing and we're trying to be together, if we had five kids and all we shared was a loaf of bread for a day's meal, but we were making it, then that's what we were going to do. Now, for a man to choose, hey, well, that's not good enough. You go ahead and get all the stuff, and you get all the housing, and you get all that. And, yeah, that's very convenient for him to tip in and out when it's convenient for him to do that and not have to focus on working or hustling, selling oranges, or carrying grocery bags or whatever he has to do to feed his family. It's an excuse. And just for women, too, it's an excuse. You get that lonely, then you got yourself because that's all you got is yourself. At the end of the day, you don't have him. You don't have his help.
I see. Okay. All right. Hold your thought there. 4306, welcome to Talk Straight. Is this, I believe this is Dawn. Dawn, is that you?
It is. Hello. How are you, Pastor Dockery? Yes.
Hey, how are you?
So I am wonderful, blessed. How are you? How is everybody tonight?
Great.
Good. Well, I first want to say that my sister that just spoke was absolutely right. You know, when it comes down to it, we go struggle together. But realistically, unfortunately, that's not the way the system has been set up, you know. It's sad to say that before you want your five babies to eat out of that one loaf, if you have a way to get five loaves for all five babies, then that's the way we decided to take, you know, not being so much as selfish, but kind of like tired of the struggle, you know.
Yes.
And I do believe you were right the way that it was set up with the housing project, that they didn't allow the black man to be a part of it, or there was penalties and evictions and, you know. Mm-hmm. But had we come together as a people, then a lot of it could have been avoided. And, you know, it's so many ways to deal with things now other than the violence. Other than, okay. You know, trying to go, you know, trying to do things illegally. There's so many other ways to go against things now, but we need to come together as people.
Okay. And I want to, before I go to 1080, I want to emphasize, listening audience, I understand this is a rather sensitive topic, and it perhaps strikes the nerve of us all. The goal is for us to understand why our young people, particularly Afro-American males across urban America, are so volatile, so angry, and are quick at destruction, okay? Because what we're describing, what's making us uncomfortable, is what they face as a reality every day, all right? Let me go to 1080. Good evening, sir. Welcome to Talk Straight.
All right, how's everybody doing this evening?
Mighty fine, hey, mighty fine. What do you think about what we hear, what you're hearing, my brother?
I don't want to jump in. I might need to sit back and listen to some more of what's going on with. Are we talking about what the problem is in the household?
Here's the topic. Here's the topic. We break up to make up because she's too strong for me. In other words, I want to get along with my female counterpart, but she a strong black woman, and she's so strong that she making me weak.
That's where we are right now. I'm so glad I tuned in because I got a lot to talk about on that matter. I'm feeling my own present situation. Because you know what? What's up? It's beautiful and sad the same time because I'm telling you, my own personal experience. I love my woman so much. We got along. We best friends. Whoop the woo. Then when the child came, I became fed in her life. I had a problem with that. I'm sorry. It's my son. I love him. In time, I want to be first in this baby's life, and I'm no longer first. So I feel like that's causing a lot of breakup because the man gets no attention no more, the baby get it all, and it kind of pushes you out the way because you're not important to her no more. It's all about the baby.
Okay. All right. Well, man. Pastor Waller, what about that, man? Christy. You hear that? Did you hear that, Christy?
Yes, I did. I'm sitting over here kind of cracking up. You know, I'm a little young, semi-young. I don't have children.
Okay.
Never have I even thought of having children, but in this makeup to breakup, and I really like this topic because I can finally say, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I had to put myself in the role of being strong because I didn't want to be strong, you know?
I understand. Christy,
yes,
what
sir.
You and 3072 are saying is that it's a necessity to survive because you can't just die and move on, right? But you have to keep yourself alive. Now, what I'm saying is, ladies, I'm going to apologize for every man, white and black, that's left a woman hanging with children. I'm going to apologize right now. I apologize.
All right. If it was that simple, thank you, Pastor Doc.
Listen.
Yes, it is. You already know who it is.
Listen.
I accepted your apology, boy.
Okay,
You can't apologize for slavery.
I'm serious because as a man and as an Afro-American man, it's important that sisters understand everybody didn't do it, and some
of
our brothers are out of order. They got to be fixed. We have a whole generation of today that are still broken. They don't know they're broken. They don't know how they got broken.
No,
they don't know they need to be
fixed. Let me tell you.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
All right, hold on one second. 37. All right, hold on. I hear you. Hold your thought. Don't lose your thought. They don't know that they're broken and that they need to be fixed. And as a consequence, unintended consequence, we continue to make babies out of pain and passion, and the cycle continues. We got to break it. The way we break it is we have this conversation, and we move toward proactive, focused steps to get brothers in order. I apologize for our failure, and let's move forward. 3072, go ahead.
Okay, ladies, so I have some advice, and I know how to break it. I know how to get them in order. So the next time a man tries to step to you and get with you, entice them, tease them. Hey, you like what you see? You like this? Can you meet me where I'm at? Now, if you're not where I'm at, I'm willing for you to get to there, but until then, get out of my face. There's nothing to talk about. Now, you pull yourself up to my level, get on my level, then we can talk. That's the line.
So let me talk to Don and Cole and Nicole for a second. Ladies, do you all know what the real problem is? Don and Nicole?
Go ahead. The real problem to me is because they never was taught anything, so they didn't know.
That's
they only
right.
going by what they were taught.
Amen.
You know,
yeah.
Yo,
amen.
First of all, it says in the Bible, train up a child in the way you would have them go, and they would never depart from that. So
amen.
If they not trained, they don't know, so they only doing what they, they normally doing, what they was trying to do.
Okay.
You know, now, can I interject?
Hold on.
Listen.
Go ahead, 37,
but
right
just,
quickly.
Just let me make this point. So, and she's right. She's absolutely right. But God did not say that to mean that, okay, well, since nobody trained me, that I should die and fall by the wayside. I should be ignorant and never learn. That's
no,
the
she's
point.
Not saying that.
Nobody.
She's not saying that, 3072.
No. I know that she's not, but I'm trying to reiterate that there's still hope, whether they've been trained or not. They can learn if they want to.
That's true.
If they
That's
want
true.
To.
You're right about
that,
but you know what? What it is we as people, we have to learn how to take people by the hand and come on and say, let's try something different. You can't take a horse to the water and make them drink it, but you can at least try to lead them there. And that's all I'm saying, because if don't nobody
Agreed.
Teach you, of course you ain't going to know. But if somebody introduced you to something new, of course you probably would. It would be different, annoying. But guess what? If you want to change, you're going to go ahead and just try to see what's on the other side.
Agreed.
If somebody helps
Agreed.
You there.
That's a good
Agreed.
Point. Okay, hold on one second. Let me assert this. What happens is good ladies are looking for an orange. Unbeknownst to them, though, they're standing in front of a pear tree. So they take up the pear, ingest it, and they don't like the way it tastes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody bring them a real orange. And when they, oh, this ain't no orange, this don't taste right. You know what the problem is? Don, you know what the problem
no.
is? You were looking
no,
for
no.
an orange, but you were at a pear tree. Now, we have a situation where Afro-American manhood has not been properly taught nor defined for males growing up. So you have a chronologically grown boy who you assume is ready to be a man. And when you go down through there with him, you realize he wasn't ready. There go that that pair when you were really looking for an orange. Help me out, Pastor Mark. Go ahead, 1080. What'd you say?
Yeah. I mean, I want to say on both ends. It's like we got some learning to do on both ends, not just the male
yes,
end.
Sir.
Like you gotta be able to entice each other. You gotta take time out of your day to find out what pushes his button and what don't push his button. Instead of some things that push his button. But I feel like sometimes
right.
on both sides, we stomp on the other person's buttons because you know that's their button. That ain't, you keep doing that for a
that
while, I mean, y'all going to get tired of that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it's
it.
Good to be on one
that's
accord.
It.
I feel like my partner is my best friend. It's me against the world.
Right.
Me and them against the world. If we can't be us against the world, then we got a problem. I can't be me against the world. Then I come on, I'm against you. It's too many fights.
That's right. That's right.
But if we can be a team and we can talk about stuff and not just argue and whatever they're doing on reality shows, I mean, get us out of that. Live in our own world.
Yep.
We make our own. We can have fun in this
world.
We can still go to the club. We can still go hang with our friends. There's no rules in this.
Right.
We can make it happen and be people.
Hey, 1080. 1080, I appreciate you saying because you set me up for this. I want y'all to listen to a conversation between Carla Thomas and Otis Redding. And then I want y'all to reply to 1080, I want you to lead that conversation for me. Listen to this just for a second.
What you call me, tramp? You don't wear continental clothes or Stetson hats.
But I'll tell you one doggone thing. It makes me feel good to know one thing. I know I'm a lover. All right, mama.
I can't help but to
talk truth. You know what I mean? See, truth is what makes a person free. And,
right.
Not knowing who I was and definitely not knowing how important a woman is today, but I've learned. So I was going to have, I've talked about this before and even read a little passage out of my book. And I was going to get Christy to read a couple of verses out of it, if you will. And it tells the whole story about me. You know, you can tell that I didn't have no knowledge, no understanding, was captured into a trap. And so I had to go to the women to let them know how special they was. And she's going to read you just a little bit. Just listen to this right here, if you will.
Okay.
I am happy to say that I had the opportunity to speak with several women from my past. Now that I am living for God, I have asked for their forgiveness. Even though I feel a deep sense of sadness just thinking about how I treated them, I feel great joy to know that they have forgiven me. Today, my view on the importance of a woman and the respect she deserves from a man is at a new level of understanding. She is a gift from God, and she was never intended to be misused or bruised, especially by me. I realize now that to receive love from a woman is a special privilege that should be cherished and honored at all times.
Yes, cherished and honored at all times. She's a special privilege. She's a gift from God. All those things I did not know. And when I said I have a sense of sadness, just think about how I used to treat them. I want to thank Christy for reading that, because the way I used to treat women, man, I mean, you know, it's something that when you bring this up and then you recall on me, I have to be honest and say, man, I can give it up, man. Look here. I was lost. I was caught up. I would put them out on the street. You know, and if they didn't have no job, I wanted to know their occupation. If they didn't have one, I would give them one. And that's just a sense of a person that has respect with self, which is me. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about me now.
Okay.
And that's why I went to them. The one that I used to go to and ask for their forgiveness. So surely they was not strong, and not was I. You know?
Okay.
And I tell you, man, it's amazing, man, that you talk about. So that's why I'm so laid back, just listening, you know?
Okay, that's fine.
And paying much attention, so I can always cherish a woman today, whether she's with me or not. She's just a woman that's extraordinary, deserves respect from a man, especially by me.
Mm-hmm.
That's without a doubt.
Okay.
So I'm not treating another woman bad for the rest of my life. That's my practice, you know.
Right. Okay. Let me just do a station identification. This is Talk Straight. You're listening to a conversation about we break up to make up because she's too strong for me. This is your host, Reverend Dockery. 657-383-0944. We still have some time for you to call in and be a part of live conversation. And it appears as though we got a new caller. 1098. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said my phone was acting. You know.
Okay. Well, feel free to join to get in at any time. I know you just joined the conversation. I don't know if you followed us, but feel free to comment there any time. There. I want to ask 3072. When we are, as parents, raising our boys and our girls, should we in any way encourage them to compete, one to be stronger than the other?
Are you talking 3072?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I wouldn't encourage mine to. I would encourage them to find that person that's going to be, again, on their level and equally yoked with them so that that 50 and that other 50 can make a full 100.
Okay. So let me.
What they have, they bring together, and there it grows.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off. But now, so I'm asking specifically, when you teach your girl, your little girl, she's a little girl, and you raise her to be a woman, do you raise her to be a strong woman in such a way that her strength heads with her husband?
Okay. So that her strength what?
But heads with her husband's strength.
No, I don't. And I don't teach my boys to be over-masculating to where their strength runs their or intimidates their wife to fear him. Because she shouldn't fear anybody but the Lord. She should love, trust, and respect her husband.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair
and enough. Pastor Waller, man, I appreciate you. And though I've never dealt with you, I've never known you, I accept your apology because I feel like that is really heart-given and heartfelt. It's just a shame that younger men now cannot get managed and, I guess, develop something meaningful and real from that. Somebody in their 20s or their 30s. Man, I mean, kudos to you, brother. Kudos to you. I think God forgives you, and I do too, even though I'd never known you.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Right. I thank you for that.
That's
you know,
a real
you
man.
Up all right
That's
with me.
A real man right there.
Yeah.
That's a real man right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thank you. And most
all right.
Me to do what I'm doing. You know, you're always bringing something to enlighten me too. I want you to know that you're very special. I thank God for Pastor Dockery and how he continued to be open. When you come on, he already know that you're getting me to bring something. Able to keep on pushing me, so you're just awesome. I want you to know that.
Yes, sir. And trust me, I'm a really hard critic. I wouldn't.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. I respect you. I respect
right.
you.
I know
well,
it. I thank God for you. Yeah. All right.
Well, here's the question, Dawn. I'm not beating
yes,
on
sir.
You, Dawn. I'm not beating up
it's
on you,
okay.
Son, okay?
It's okay.
All right. Betty Wright says some things that I think were true, Don. And I wonder sometimes if sisters set themselves up to be alone by saying, no, it's going to be my way or the highway. I'm strong and you got to accept that. Just for a second, Don, listen to this, then I want you to respond to that, okay? Done? Is it possible? Work with me now. Is it possible for a woman to be so strong that she hurt herself?
It definitely is, and I was definitely that woman.
What?
That woman before. I was
okay.
That woman. I can speak it. I was there. I was so. So, you know, I'm a mother of four sons. I've always had to carry the weight. So when a man came around, I was so used to being the lead. I didn't know how to let the man lead. And even though he was a good man, I was so used to it. And I felt like whether you good or you ain't good, I'm still going to be good, you know. And it's not, again, that's just not the way that it needs to be. It just can't be that way. Because you have to be submissive when it only comes when he got the right for you to be submissive to him. You know,
yep.
He got to earn that. He has to earn that. But mm-hmm. I have lost a good man or two because of my sternness, because of my, you know, me being that woman. I ain't gonna say I lost him to a clean up woman because you know once you go down, you never you know go back. But you know, just saying, I have lost him.
I know,
you know
that's right. All right. What about that, Nicole?
I know that me personally, me and my attitude and me and my independence have really cost me a lot of time alone by myself, but that's okay because it made me a better person, you know, and it made me realize I have to submit, but not submit to anything, but submit to somebody that's equally yoked to me and stuff like that, you know? Yep.
Okay. Okay. Now, I've heard that twice. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Nicole. Go ahead.
Because a relationship takes two, and you never should settle for less when you deserve the best.
That's right.
And sometimes we have soul ties, and we got to learn how to ask God to help us, heal us from our soul ties. Because I used to be attracted to thugs. And I was always wondering why was I attracted to thugs when that wasn't what God or I wanted, you know. But that's what my heart was at because of what I dealt with when I first, you know, had SEX. And when you do this, you just don't know what you just don't know what kind of spirits and stuff that it will leave.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay.
Somebody calling me. I got to catch this call.
Right.
Go ahead, y'all. Okay.
All right, go ahead. So, Christy, you want to weigh in right quickly? You're on our panel tonight.
Yes, sir. Let me, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well.
Pastor Dockery?
Yes,
we can hear you. Okay, great. So I had a moment over here, and I got real quiet because I tripped. And out of this session tonight, I learned a very valuable lesson. And I just found out, and this was something that I didn't know, that I was a gift. And not just any gift, but I was a gift from God. So by me and all the sisters all over the world tonight, by us being gifts from God, we don't have to accept anything less than.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm 37 years old, and I lost my mother at a very early age. I did not grow up in a house with a father. So there's a lot of stuff that I wasn't taught and I didn't know. But I'm just so excited right now to know that I'm a gift.
I'm a gift.
I read it and it just.
Yes, ma'am.
You are. Yes,
man,
you are.
It's just like, oh, my God,
yes,
I'm a gift.
Yes, you are.
I feel like shouting right now because
all right.
I already
shout.
Went through life.
Praise God.
Whatever kind of treatment was handed to me
That's just so I could
feel a part of and fit
That's
in.
Right.
But God.
Man,
I found out I was a gift. It's going to be
yes,
real hard
baby.
Coming to Sister
Christina. Yes.
Well, you can go and shout, baby. Go and shout.
Go and shout.
And you know what? Can you chime in? Can I chime in?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Christy, I was going to say to you about your strength. Back to my original statement about a real man knowing a real woman. When your right suitor comes, you don't know that, hey, you think strong anyway, but I got the remedy for you, baby. I got it. I got the medicine.
Hey.
I know how to be patient. I know how to pull back. I know how to step forward. I know how to comfort her. I know, and sister, that's just one, and she's a gift. Praise God. We all are women, both are gifts. And if everybody, I mean, we're all gifts. That's what we need to focus on. Then we can have healthy, wholesome relationships and marriages and raise successful families.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good to me. What about that 1080? Okay, look like we lost 1080. 1098, you want to comment there?
No. I'm listening to these beautiful ladies.
All right. And they are beautiful. We thank God for them tonight.
You know,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, one of my most favorite statements about women, you know, I state women adorn the world. You know, they make it beautiful. And not a hole right there.
Yes, sir. And, you know, and I want to, if I might, I want to reiterate what you're saying there, 1098. The most important aspect of humanity was when God put Adam to sleep and brought woman out of him. Because he knew Adam couldn't do it by himself. What we've got to teach our young men, our boys to do, is to first understand, and as I think it was 3072, to understand and recognize the importance, Christy, of the gift that God gave us, the woman. And Pastor Wallace, this is a message that ought to resonate all around the world, but if nowhere else, first in the house of God.
Yeah.
That ought to be focused instruction and lesson.
Oh, yes.
Just as much as you teach about tithes and offerings and worship and praise, you ought to teach that value and that principle to families so that they can take that to young boys and their young girls. And then we won't have to fight all of these instigations from the influences of society and everybody else who want to make money off of you.
That's right.
So, very, very, very important.
Amazing, Pastor, Doctor, that's amazing.
Say that again?
Yeah, that is amazing, man, that you said that. I said, that is amazing that you said that, and I thank God that I had an opportunity to recognize it because it hurt me with the increase when I discovered it. It meant that he put this man in a deep sleep, pulled a rib out, made him a woman, and brought her to him. That means that he had to be extraordinary himself for him to bring that woman to him.
That's right.
What broke me down. I just didn't have... You didn't have the right idea. You know what I mean? I thought I knew a woman. I thought I knew me.
Right.
But when I got inside the will of God, I discovered it, man. I said, man, I missed it, man. But now I got it. So, you know, I'm just more grateful now. And then Kristen said he did it. And she got overjoyed about it when she got to that part where it says that, you know, it's at a new level now, a new understanding. She's a gift from God. And she was never to be intended. You know, and to be misused, and especially by me, I mean, that done it for me, man. That's my confession, brother. And they all accepted it, man. What was so good about it? They accepted it, man. And I tell you, I don't believe I would have been able to accept it with the things that I've done to them, man. But they did. And that's the beauty of it, you know. And I thank God for 3072 when she said that God gave me. And then she said even she did too, man. That right there, man, that was heaven, man. You know,
praise God.
That was heaven. I must admit. I need it up.
Pastor, we got 1080 back. 1080, were you going to say something?
I would say I do agree. We just got to take our time with this thing, you know, sit back and just communicate a whole lot more. I mean, I feel like communication key to a whole lot of stuff. You know, you got to be open. You know, you can be honest with each other. You know, that's how you're going to get things. You know, accomplish just being up front with it and being honest, especially in the beginning with things. You know, you get to a certain age, you just don't want to be misled and told anything. Everybody want to make sure they get to, you know, to their destination. That's things they can be talking about. It don't have to be a private thing within each other's head. You know, everybody trying to reach their own mission, their own mind, but come together with one mind and you know, be open about it. So we can head in the right direction. I feel like a lot of relationships just go in separate directions. You know, because everybody got their own route of how to make it. But talk about that route and see if we can come together on the same plan and, you know, still take a route, but do it together.
Right. And, you know, I think one of the issues here, and I'm putting my pastor's hat on, is a lot of good people, when they talk about marriage and getting together, I'm guilty of it myself. The flesh is involved on the front end because what you're seeing is the physical person. And 1080, you didn't really get to know the spirit of the person you're about to become one with, right? And when you start hitting that rubber hit that road, it kind of get rocky sometimes. And you got to ask yourself, am I no more two but one? You understand what I'm saying? And so what is important is that in marriage, you both serve a purpose and for the Creator, but you agree that we're going to submit ourselves to Him for His purpose. It's not about us and how we feel. We get rid of ourselves and we follow the the expectation and the plan of the Creator for our lives and the continuance of humanity. So, I mean, it is a very strong conversation that good people who've been together in marriages for years have to discover. The good news is once you learn it, you can benefit from it. So,
yes,
1098,
right.
Were you going to say something?
Oh, nothing. I mean, this is a problem all the time. You know, a lot of times people, they don't take time to examine what they are getting over into, whether it be male or female, and so often get hurt. You know, again, I go back to what an old man told me. Son, you get yourself involved with a female that love you and you don't care anything about it, and guess what? You're going to have a beautiful relationship because, like, the world that you don't care about her and she care about you, you will grow to love her again. You have a beautiful relationship.
Right.
See, men make the same mistakes that women make, but men would turn around and they get hurt by women. They would say they hate all women. It's just vice versa.
Sure.
But the thing is this. Look beyond the color of a skin or the way that a person looks. It's all about the love that you receive from a person.
Right.
And I hope.
Well, listen. On that note, there was a group of guys that used to sing together, and they gave us a lesson on that. Here's what they said.
I'm telling you, if we would have just came together and communicated,
we would have sure. probably ruled the world together because, you know, we were that good together. But you can't make nothing. One person cannot make it right.
All right now. All right now. That's what Jesus said. What God has put together, let no man pull asunder.
Let no man.
And you're no more
two right.
one. And you're no more two but one. Yes. And here's the other thing right here. For a lot of good brothers, the assumption is it makes you weak if you listen to your other your spouse, your better half. It denounces you in some kind of way. When the truth of the matter is, their job is to be another set of eyes for you.
Yeah.
I told you in my monologue, they're the curator of the family. They are the ones who have the skill set, the talent, and guess what? That emotional drive they got, that could be an excellent asset for you. Because if anybody comes to attack, first thing mama gonna do is what? She's about to get you.
Her baby. I'm fighting. I'm fighting.
Have I got a weapon?
What?
Y'all don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
But Pastor, I want to.
Go ahead. What you say?
Nicole said, what I missed.
What I missed. I'm sorry about what I missed.
Everything. You missed everything.
Don't do that. Don't say that.
I'm just playing. I don't know. I don't know what the gentleman's name or the number was. And he hit on a topic about he was saying that he felt, you know, second the baby was born.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
you know, the baby came first and everything. And, like, my suggestion or my comment to him, why didn't you take over? Why didn't you take over so you wouldn't have to feel second? Why didn't you feed the baby? Why didn't you take the baby to the playground? Why didn't you fix the dinner that night? Why didn't you take the baby to school? Why didn't you, you know, do homework with the baby? We can't, I mean, yeah, we are amazing, aren't we? We are miracle workers, but we're only one person. We can't be everything now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when times come like that, again, communication is the key. And, you know, when you're feeling like, you know, you're.
Well, I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes,
oh,
go ahead.
I wanted to add I wanted to add what Nicole was saying about the man feeling second to the child. I mean, really and honestly, Don, I'm sorry. To what Don was saying about him feeling second, he really should have felt first and number one. That child is a byproduct of you. That's your seed. So all that she was putting into him, she was putting into you.
Okay.
But I understand as a mother how a man could feel second because after a long day of work, home, school,
ladies,
we ain't got time. Yes, sir.
All right, ladies, I don't mean to rush you, but we got about 6 minutes. I wanted to give 1080 an opportunity to respond to you, Don, if you like.
Right.
1080?
Yeah, you're right. No, the child is both our child, but what happens is y'all become two totally different people now. You know, y'all was best friends at first. And y'all, you know, and some things, as far as conversation-wise, you shared that you liked about her. You know, those are things that kind of made you attracted to her. Now she has to naturally turn on her mother role. Not saying it's a bad thing. You know, it's all in love,
right.
But I'm saying it,
right.
it still be a problem. Because, you know, the whole relationship changes now. It's not all about the relationship. It's a whole new focus, even on both ends. But I notice now that no matter what, the child it's more about the child than it's about you. So it's easier for a relationship to break. Because you want, the fight is not there no more. Like, you know what, I got a child already. It's so easy to walk out of a situation because you got a child. You don't have no other.
What? That should make you want to fight even harder for your family.
Well, and I was gonna just say to him that I mean, man, if you put up the same fight as her, then at the end of the night, guess what? Y'all got something to come together about.
Yes.
That's your romance right there. We're gonna talk about what we're gonna do for him.
Hey, you'll be so sad, all you can do is lay in one another arm, then you done fought all night.
That's it.
There go the common ground.
I think the OJ said last night we cried together. Is that right?
Yes, that's what they say it.
Thank you, man.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm
going to leave that one alone, Pastor Wallace. Listen,
I know you're smart.
All right, listen, guys, we got 3 minutes. Let me thank my panel tonight, Dawn, Christy, and Nicole, and 3072 for coming on and joining us. Ladies, we appreciate your perspective. I pray that when someone listens to this, they will gain something. But more importantly, you all have helped me formalize the conversation to take to others in other areas. So thank you, ladies, for being on and being a part of Talk Straight. The www.bfcinstitute.com is the webpage. Please go and find out what we're doing and support us there continually. Up until December 31st, a contribution can be earmarked for 2017. So if you want to pay it later after January, you can, just long earmark for 17. But we appreciate your support, all of you in our listening audience, everybody that's listening to us on Facebook. Thank you guys for joining us here. And if I got a few seconds, let me just see if some of them that are staying with us. Looks like Gerda, and it looks like Mr. Kennedy. Bishop Campbell and let's see, Miss Coachman, I believe it is. And thank you guys for joining us on Facebook there. Man, Pastor Waller playing with the clock again, man. I don't know why you do me like that, Pastor.
That is. I received that.
All right, give us a parting word there, Pastor, right quickly before we get out of here. We got about 2 minutes.
Oh, man, I want to thank all the ladies and for everyone who has something to share, man. And I know the word of God is still standing firm according to what I've learned. Say, where there's two or three gathered together in his name and agreeing that he would be in the midst of us. So as long as we have him in the midst, everything's going to be all right. That's my prayer.
Thank you.
All right, man, I hate to let you all go, but I'm going to have to.
Yes.
1098, a final word before we get out of here right quick?
Give it to the ladies.
Okay. All right. Give me 20 seconds, Christy.
So, enjoyed the lesson tonight, and speaking with you all again, I got a lot out of it.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate your testimony. All right, Don, what about it?
I just want to say, every lady, every man, we are God's children. Us ladies, we are God's gift. Please continue to be beautiful women, prosperous women and men. Keep our families together. Please look to God for all answers and keep going.
Amen. Amen. Right quick, 3072.
I enjoyed the show, Pastor Waller. You know you got my utmost respect, Pastor Dockery. And ladies, you guys are totally beautiful. Men, you're beautiful. And let us look for like souls that's beautiful like us.
Yes.
Right quick, 1080, you want to come in there before we get out?
I just want to say I just enjoyed the show, man. I thank God for you having the show, for everybody to come, you know, in one gathering, and, you know, and talk about real life issues. So I just thank God for that.
All right. And we'll see you guys Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. for next Talk Straight.
Nicole,
thank you so
you
much
gotta say, Nicole?
Until then.